I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kent, how long do you see yourself staying at Michigan? Is it a couple of years? Is it 3 years? Owen Power already said that, you know, he's considering coming back, which I'm sure made you happy to hear that. But how long do you feel you need the college experience before maybe you can graduate to the NHL?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty confident with the way my training's going, and obviously, you know, really exciting group at Michigan. I think everyone, you know, is really excited to go for a national championship next year. But obviously, you know, we'll see how my development goes, but I definitely feel confident it can be sooner rather than later.
Thanks, Paul. Next question comes from Chris Mathis. Go ahead, Chris.
Excuse me. Hey, thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. I'm just kind of wondering the experience, you know, Brendan's gone through this with the Vegas Golden Knights out here in Las Vegas. What has he kind of told you about that whole draft experience? And then if you don't mind, just kind of talking about what he might bring to the Vegas Golden Knights organization in years to come.
Yeah, Brendan's awesome. I know I was at his draft last year with all the guys. So just going through that and, you know, obviously it can be a stressful time and, but, you know, just trying to enjoy it and do what you can to just enjoy it with your friends is something that, that I kind of took away from that experience. And, yeah, you know, I'm pretty excited to see Brendan develop. I think he's a guy who at every level can be a really dominant guy, especially on the power play. You know, he loves his one-timer, and he does it better than anyone I've played with. So I think, yeah, he can step into Vegas pretty soon and be ripping one-tees on the power play and making a lot of plays offensively.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Mark Shy. Go ahead, Mark.
What was the driving force behind that? And then would you encourage others to take the same path if they had the opportunity?
Yeah, I definitely think both routes are great, and definitely just I would suggest to younger kids just think about both. Don't just be stubborn or stuck in one. Definitely see how both pass. But yeah, for me, like I was you know, when I was younger, maybe a bit of a later bloomer, and then I just went to the BCHL for my 16-year-old year, and you know, I just love playing in trail, and saw the opportunity with the late birthday to, you know, be able to play college hockey in my draft year, and I just thought, yeah, it was a great development path for me.
Thanks, Mark. Next question comes from Max Boltman. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, Kent, I just wanted to know what you felt like you learned about your own game in your freshman year in college.
Yeah, I think just, you know, definitely learned some areas that I can try to improve in, you know, that maybe I didn't see as much playing in the BCHL because I was obviously, you know, dominating every night there. But yeah, I think just for me, like getting a bit more explosive will help. But definitely it was good to see as well, like a lot of my offensive instincts and a lot of my plays, you know, translating to creating offense in college.
Thanks, Max. Next question comes from Ryan Kennedy. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thanks. Hey, Kent. You know, the NCAA is changing its rules when it comes to players being able to get endorsements and make money off their own likeness. Is that something you've thought of yet, or something that you'd be interested in pursuing?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely great for all NCAA athletes. And I think, you'd be stupid to not, you know, think about it and definitely look into it. So yeah, definitely, you know, it's all pretty fresh right now, and I don't really know too much of what that's going to mean for me, but I'm definitely going to look into it a lot more.
Thank you, Ryan. Next question comes from Chris Faber. Go ahead, Chris.
Ken, you've obviously grown up in BC. I'm wondering, what are the conversations like with the Vancouver Canucks for yourself? Is it kind of surreal having that conversation growing up and watching this team?
Yeah, definitely a little bit. I talked to them last week, and yeah, definitely really cool. But yeah, I mean, I think just like every other team, it's pretty cool to be in this spot right now. So, you know, whatever team would be awesome.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Bill Hope. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Ben. Could you just explain kind of the roller coaster that was, you know, your freshman season, just you guys had all had great seasons personally, but team-wise, you couldn't go to the NCAA tournament. Just like, how odd was it? Just what was the experience like for you?
Yeah, it was crazy. Definitely a lot of fun, but a lot to learn from too. And yeah, I think the biggest thing was just how good the group of guys was at Michigan. It made it so much fun. And yeah, just playing with those guys every night was awesome.
Take a few more. Let's go to Mike Morreale from NHL.com. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Kent. I got two here. Are you more comfortable playing wing or center? And also, who's your favorite current or former NHL player to watch? And what traits does he possess that you maybe try to incorporate into your game?
Yeah, I think I'm super comfortable at both positions now. And yeah, favorite players. I love watching Kane and Pettersson are two guys for sure. Yeah, I think both those guys are really smart players, and there's just, you know, little subtle plays. Like I know for Kane, like he's really good at delaying when he enters his zone and stopping up and kind of pulling defense to him and then finding a late guy or finding open guys. And, you know, I love watching both them on the power play, especially Pettersson. You know, I watch a lot of the Canucks power play, and he's definitely really good on that too.
Thanks, Michael. Let's go to John Warrow of the Associated Press. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Kent. Just what do you make of what Owen has done this year, and just his development and what makes him worthy of being the number one North American ranked skater, and what do you make of what he did, you know, at the World Championships last month?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely, you know, sing his praises all day. I mean, right when I got to Michigan, I could tell how special he was, and just really fun to be able to train with that guy every day. And then, yeah, World Championships, like, wasn't too surprising to me to see what he did. I remember watching the first period of the game and just being like, oh, come on, they got to get this guy out more. Like, and then just seeing how good he did there, it was awesome to see.
Thanks, John. We'll take two more. Let's go to Bailey Johnson. Go ahead, Bailey.
Hey, Kent. Mel has said that you might be the team's most improved player over the past year. How would you say your game improved the most throughout your freshman year?
Yeah, I think just adapting to, you know, switching back to the wing and playing a, you know, a bit of a different role and different style in a game in college, you know, playing faster. I think at the end of the year, I was definitely, you know, picking my spots a little bit better on, you know, when to slow down the game and when to play with more pace. So, yeah, definitely think that was good at the end of the year.
Thanks, Bailey. And final question comes from Ansar Khan. Go ahead, Ansar.
Yeah, hi, Kent. You just spoke of Owen. Could you also talk a little about Matthew and just his strengths?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys all see it. Like, it's obviously really nice to be able to play with the guy who, you know, takes care of the ice 200 feet, and he's just obviously buzzing around out there the whole game. And, yeah, he's so good at, you know, transitioning the puck, getting out of our D zone, and then getting into the O zone. So, yeah, just really lucky to get to play with him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.